Left Unity leadership overturned at PCS DWP Group Conference. David Semple, Secretary, PCS Wigan Area, personal capacity, despite a relatively slow start, filled with speeches from the rightward drifting leadership of the PCS Union and the Department of Work and Pensions, DWP, a new combative spirit is beginning to emerge at DWP Group Conference, which began on 23 May in Brighton. The last year has seen the total collapse of any serious attempt to ensure that DWP is covered safe, the erosion of members' pay by at least 10%, and the decision to close 40-plus offices and get rid of 4,000 jobs. The union's leadership has simply not proven up to the task of doing anything except indulge in angry rhetoric. Motion A18, put forward by Broad Left Network, BLN, supporters, and Socialist Party members, pushed for a serious campaign on pay, staffing and working conditions. The leadership opposed it, and encouraged their supporters to launch desperate personal attacks on those reps who moved and supported the motion. This failed. Reps held their nerve, and made it clear that the time has come to correct 6 years of industrial silence in DWP, and to fight for thousands of additional staff, for an end to Saturday working and late nights, and for a minimum 10% pay rise. They voted by 19,387 to 17,058 for the motion BLN supporters put forward. Our union has lost thousands of reps and tens of thousands of members, demonstrated by the much reduced size of the DWP group conference, with 100 and sometimes fewer delegates voting. The complacency of the union's leadership must be defeated, and they must be ousted by a serious socialist alternative. It is therefore good progress that 6 BLN supporters have been elected to the group executive in the recent elections,